What do you call the kind of lawnmower that you get on and drive it like you would a car?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the kind of lawnmower that has a, what like they were using out here?
Like, a power mower.
Okay, okay. But then there's another kind of mower that doesn't have a motor at all. It's just push. What do you call that?
I call it a push mower.
Okay.
manual.
Okay. To keep a garden in the backyard, you'd have to plow it up with something, and you probably wouldn't, unless you were going to do it yourself, turn it over with a shovel. You might go rent a piece of gasoline-powered equipment that would act like a plow or something. What would you call that thing?
A tiller.
Okay. Have you ever worked a tiller? We got one week for our garden that we did this spring, you know.
I suppose my son was supposed to get me one and do my yard, but he left one for Germany, so I didn't get it done.
Yeah. That's a little far.
A little far to be done the tiller. For him to be done the yard, too.
That's true.
He loves gardens, so he says, if they say he's going to do, he's going to plant a garden. All this property out here, he says, it needs to be. But my husband's have a lovely garden. Just have a lovely garden out there. But I just can't. I work every day.
Yeah.
And I can't work every day. And I have this age and work. I used to do it when I was younger.
And do a garden, too.
And I get through working and keeping this house up and doing things it's supposed to do. It takes all my money and all my time.
Yeah, imagine. And energy, too. Huh? What do you call a thing that looks like a shovel, but it doesn't have a long handle, it just has a little one, you know, that you use with your hand in the garden?
It's a hand tool.
Okay, a particular kind of hand tool?
Hand shovel.
Okay. There's the kind of thing that looks a little bit like a pitchfork, except it too doesn't have a long handle. It just has one for your hand. It's sort of like a claw thing.
That's a spade fork.
Okay. What kind of a rake would you use to get the leaves up in the fall?
Grass rake.
Okay.
Leaf rake.
What's it look like? Can you describe it for me?
They're usually made kind of flat and thin. They're not very heavy.
Uh-huh.
And of the long handle.
Uh-huh. How long are the?
And the long prongs. They have long prongs.
Oh, about a foot long. Okay.
Some of them are made like this. Some are just made wide, you know.
Uh-huh. What kind of a rake would you use to smooth out the dirt in the garden?
That's just the one with the sharp prongs on it, a heavy rake with the, not with the sharp prongs, about that long.
Which color do you use?
Prongs.
I mean, which color rake do you use? Just call it
a rake.
All right.
Just a rake.
A basic rake.
That's all right.
What would you use to keep the hedge level?
Hedge trimmers.
Okay, would those be manual or would they be, electric?
It could be both.
Okay. Say if a big tree blew down and it was too big, you know, for the city to haul off. Let's say it blew down across the street. And it was too big for the city to haul off just in one piece. They'd have to bring out a gasoline-powered thing and cut it up.
Saw it.
Okay, any particular kind of saw?
A power saw.
Okay. Can you describe for me some different cuts of beef?
Well, it's a round. You mean different cuts? It's a round steak. It's a rump roast.
Okay, what's the difference?
A steak is a thin kind of, not all the time, but I mean, you know, round steak is not too thick because you want it thick.
Mm.
And you have the sirloin and the T-bones and the seven steaks.
What,